The sluggish U.S. economy is making many communities feel like they're swimming against the tide. NPR's John Itzde visited Scranton, Pennsylvania 2 years ago after a flurry of plant closings there. He returned recently to see how the town is faring. Today, in the first of three reports, he looks at what the community is doing to attract jobs and investment. He discovers it's having some success in enticing former Scranton residents to return home.
A walk through downtown Scranton with Austin Burke, the head of the area Chamber of Commerce, reveals a city of contrasts. Empty storefronts and vacant lots dominate Wyoming Avenue.
Right now, we're walking down Penn Avenue. Scranton is doing pretty well, especially with the...
Turn the corner onto Lackawanna Avenue, and there's a large downtown mall built in the last decade and a new convention hotel. Just across the street from the mall is another project aimed at revitalizing Scranton's economy.
Now at the corner of Franklin and Lackawanna, we're looking at the Scranton Enterprise Center. The noise that you hear are the cement trucks. They're pouring the foundations.
This Enterprise Center, designed to encourage the creation of small businesses, is getting a new wing here on Scranton's main drag. The center had its genesis a couple of years ago, when this community suffered a blow familiar to many small cities dependent on manufacturing. Several factories closed. In the past 2.5 years, 17% of the area's factory jobs disappeared. Nearly 2,000 vanished when a big TV picture tube plant shut down. Thompson, the French multinational company that owned the plant and owns the RCA brand, decided to move it to Mexico. Austin Burke and others decided the town had to seize control of its own destiny.
When Thompson left, it showed us that being a branch plant town is not the healthiest position to be in. Someone else controlling your fate, making the decision to move those livelihoods to Mexico or China or wherever.
How are you? How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Conference room is a common area for them all.
Local entrepreneurs rent space here and share services from fax machines to legal help. The hope is that these small businesses might grow and provide lots of jobs if they get some help overcoming startup costs. And there's hope locally grown businesses will show more loyalty to the town than multinationals.
My name is Chuck Knudiak. Name of the company is Iron Tree Networks. I'm 37 years old.
From a corner office with a view of some boarded-up buildings, Chuck Carnudiak runs a small firm that builds voice and data networks both locally and worldwide.
We have a couple customers that have sites all over the planet, two in Japan. Our main customer focus is within a two-hour radius of Scranton.
What made you decide to set up here in Scranton?
Well, my partners and I are all from this area. We grew up here. We all lived in big cities, and it's funny, each of us decided when we were having kids, this is a good place to live and wanted to move back home.
Austin Burke says that as he scours the country for firms to lure to Scranton, he keeps an eye out for companies that have decision makers who are Scranton natives, people who appreciate what Scranton has to offer. Many left during the past several decades looking for opportunity as Scranton struggled to overcome the collapse of its coal industry and erosion of its manufacturing base. Chris Doherty is the mayor of Scranton. He grew up here, left to work in the New York City area, then came home.
We can offer a nice young family an opportunity to own a nice home in a quiet neighborhood with good schools and good education at a good price. And a lot of people like that now. After 9/11, things are a little bit different. Before in the 90s, you were driven by what you can make. Now I think people are driven by how they can live and the quality of that life.
Doherty says that pitch recently helped the city convince two large companies to locate offices in downtown Scranton. One, Southern Union, a gas supplier, will build a new headquarters building there.
And those people will make good salaries. They'll make in excess of $60,000. The heads will make over $100,000. In our downtown, that hasn't been seen in a long, long time.
But Scott Frisbee, who analyzes the Scranton area for Economy.com, is less optimistic than community leaders about the city's prospects. Scranton is battling dozens of small U.S. cities desperate to attract jobs, he says, and it faces global competition as well. Scranton's weakness, according to Frisbee, is that it remains too dependent on manufacturing, which is in long-term decline. It also has an aging workforce that lacks the education and skills needed to attract companies with high-paying, knowledge-based jobs.
They do have two very strong advantages: their location, their proximity to New York, and the low cost of doing business there.
Scranton officials have tried to use their proximity to New York and a proposed rail link to the city to attract back office jobs from the financial industry, jobs like call centers and order processing. But Scott Frisby says those jobs, which occasionally went to small American cities during the flush 1990s, are now being sent overseas by cash-strapped U.S. businesses. Back at the Enterprise Center, Austin Burke agrees Scranton is in a global struggle for good jobs.
Oh, yes. We were just in competition for a programming house that chose Latvia. I never even knew they had programmers in Latvia, being a little naive myself, but they indeed have great programmers, and the costs are lower than ours.
You were laid off for...
Yeah, because my car broke down.
At CareerLinks, the government employment office, Stella Sherman is on the computer looking for work. She's personally feeling the effects of the intense competition for business investment and jobs.
I have done secretarial and data entry. Now I have that on my resume in a computer, but it comes up and says nothing for me.
So the employment situation is difficult right now,
it's
around here.
It's very difficult. It probably will pick up, but right now it's really dead.
Do you have a family?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I have four boys I have to feed. They run from the youngest is 11 and the oldest is 18.
In some ways, though, the Scranton area considers itself fortunate. Back in the 1960s, when the last of the coal mines closed, this city suffered double-digit unemployment. Today, the official jobless rate here is about at the national average, 6.2%. But it's low partly because many workers are dropping out of the job market, and so they're not counted as unemployed. In fact, the area has lost 5,500 jobs in the past year.
It truly is a jobless recession, recovery, whatever, you know, spin you want to put on it.
Terry Zimmerman, an employment official at CareerLinks, says it's taking much longer for her clients to find jobs.
We have had customers come back after 5.5 months and say, you know, I have great skills, I'm young, I'm attractive, and I don't have a job. And I've had very few job offers. And I tell them you can't take it personally because it's not personal, it's global.
But even as some workers struggle to find jobs, there are others whose confidence in the future is growing. Kristen Burke and her family epitomize the hope of Scranton. Today, Burke is at the swimming pool, riding herd on her children and their cousins. Burke, no relation to Austin Burke, grew up near Manhattan, came to Scranton for college, then left for 10 years. Now she's back with her husband, a Scranton native, who recently found work here.
It's a real tight-knit family place. I think within 20 blocks, my kids have, I have five children, they have probably 20 cousins.
So you think there's a future here?
Oh, definitely. I see the difference in just a year. And I, you know, I always said I wouldn't move back, but now it just seems like I'm kind of excited about it.
That excitement will have to be multiplied many times over, both in executive suites and across kitchen tables, if Scranton is to prosper in the new century. John Itste, NPR News.
Tomorrow, workers who lost jobs when the Thompson TV Picture Tube plant left town.
It's unfortunate that they left, and I'm not bitter. A lot of people are bitter, but I mean, what are you going to do, waste your life being bitter?
John Itste's previous reports on Scranton's job troubles are at npr.org.